Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. You know, the way we show up in life isn't who we are. It's always because of something. And if you can learn to read your signals that I call warning signals, then you can actually learn to manage them and to find the thought they're attached to, and then to start reconstructing and changing how that plays out into your future. Now, I'm going to be talking about warning signals on this podcast today and what they are and how to find them and what to do about them and how you can learn to improve your self-regulation, which is so important for mental health, by understanding your warning signals. By the way, if you are hearing this and you're currently not on my NeuroCycle app, you'll only hear the first half of this conversation. And in order to hear the full episode, you'll need to subscribe to the NeuroCycle app, where you can listen to a full episode in the NeuroLife section, plus plenty of other great information. So let's dive into today's podcast. Every thought that you have is going to, in this moment, every thought that's going through your head is determining your next moment. It's determining how you're going to respond, what you're going to say, how you're going to react, how you're going to function in the next few moments. And not just the next few moments, but the next hour, the rest of the day, in that relationship. So your thoughts are driving you. So go back to last week if you want to rewatch, and we are broke down what a thought is. But our thoughts are driving us. And if we don't manage our thoughts, we can really get ourselves stuck. And so a huge part of the NeuroCycle is to help you capture those thoughts and deconstruct and reconstruct them. But the way to start finding those thoughts and seeing if they're good and they're helpful, grow them. You know, practice using them more. Whatever you think about the most grows. And we'll get prompted by those as well. But if it's a thought that is a problematic thought, if it's a thought that's making you feel bit of on edge or whatever it's doing. If you just let that thought run randomly through your head, it is determining your next moment. So you need to ask yourself, what do you want in the next moment? How do you want to function for the rest of today? How do you want to function when you see that person? The other thing about the thought is that however you are thinking that thought, it's not just some random thing. As you learned last week, that thought is in your brain as a tree. It's in every cell of your body as these wired up carpets, and it's in your mind. So it's all over you. So if you've got a negative thought or a toxic thought towards someone and you don't deal with it, it's going to come out no matter how you try and hide it. So you might be smiling, you might be saying all these nice things, but if you haven't kind of resolved it, it's going to be picked up by your body's going to give you away. Your tone is going to give you away. Your facial expressions are going to give you away. And it may not be completely obvious to yourself or to that other person, but they'll sense that something's wrong. I mean, you've experienced that as well. So our thoughts need to be managed. Otherwise, they're driving us. And if they're driving you in a direction, how you're functioning now, if you don't like how you're functioning now, or you don't like how you're functioning in a specific relationship, it's your thoughts that are driving that functioning. So our thoughts need to be captured. And so that's what the NeuroCycle is helping us do. So the way we do that is through the emotional warning signals. It's the start point to start training ourselves to self-regulate, to capture those thoughts and see what they look like. You can't change what's driving you if you don't know what it looks like, if you don't know the details, if you don't know what it is. So you have to first catch it. So the way you catch those thoughts is through the emotional warning signals. So your emotional warning signals work together as a team. There's four of them. They're like a team that don't ever break up. So as all four work together in this kind of back and forth, very dynamic way. And so we need to always consider all four. And what I found from my research and my clinical research and my clinical work, and then over the years, the other work that I've done is that, and the research obviously, is that when you focus on your four warning signals as an interactive, sorry, I didn't speak properly there, all interacting together. If you gather awareness, step one, of those four warning signals in a very specific, focused, deliberate, and intentional way, you're changing your neurophysiology. You are activating a huge amount of oxygen to move to this part of your brain. You are changing the brainwave activity to put you into a very high focused state that will help you be more self-regulated. You're activating the potential for wisdom, for good decisions, for saying and doing the right thing, for managing that moment in the most effective way. Now, you can't manage anyone else. So you may, just side note, you may get yourself together and get yourself under control and go into a situation where, that you can't control. And then, you know, fireworks can happen. But if you haven't got yourself under control, and then you're adding to the fireworks. At least if you're under control and managing yourself and knowing how to protect yourself in a situation and have yourself prepared for potential things that could be said that will trigger you and so on, then when you go into that situation, there's a good chance you will still be triggered, but you're going to be better prepared. And that's healthier for you. If you have listened to my podcast for a while now, you know how interconnected the mind, brain, and body are. This is why I strive to do my best for my health mentally and physically. And one of the ways I like to do this is by taking Senolytics as part of my daily mind management and health routine. It's a class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, and they've been called the biggest discovery of our time for promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. You see, as we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells in their body. Senescent cells cause symptoms of aging such as aches and pains, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with that middle age feeling. Also known as zombie cells, they are old and worn out and not serving a useful function for our health anymore, but they are taking up space and nutrients from our healthy cells. Much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off a plant, Senolytics can help remove these worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of them to thrive in the body. This is why I use Qualia Senolytic. I take it just 2 days a month and feel so much more energized and ready to take on the day when I wake up. I love that the formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to be complementing one another, factoring in the combined effect of all ingredients together. It also comes with a 100-day money-back guarantee. Resist aging at the cellular level. Try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/leaf. For up to $100 off and use the code LEAF at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/LEAF for an extra 15% off your purchase. Thanks to Neurohacker for sponsoring today's episode. The link and details will be in the show notes.
So the learning to use our emotional warning signals is honestly such a life skill. So you use it throughout the neurocycle, but it's also really great to help catch yourself in the midst of a crisis situation or a challenging situation or something like that. So by now you know what the four warning signals are, but I'm going to talk about them in a little bit more depth because the more you hear about them, the more you're going to use them effectively. I know that from just the comments and the feedback from all of you and over the years doing this, that this focused gathering awareness on these four signals helps you to zone in and starts changing how the bit of chaos that can happen when you feel very activated and very worked up by thoughts, by triggered by various different situations or feeling overwhelmed or none, you know, that you're stuck and that sort of thing. And this very deliberate, intentional gathering awareness of the four signals in this very specific ordered way helps to calm down the neurophysiology tremendously and helps to bring you into that zone where you can start becoming more aware of how you're functioning and more aware of what decision you should make potentially or tuning into your wisdom and all that kind of stuff. And the result of doing the gather awareness of the four signals also is going to increase, as I mentioned, oxygen and blood flow to the front of the brain and so on. Okay, so we know that the four warning signals are the emotions, the bodily sensations, our behaviors and our perspectives, okay, working together as a team. A nice visual and I've thrown this visual out for 40 people, but is that when you focus in on these four in this gathering way where you're gathering, like if you went into an orchard and you were gathering apples, you would gather implies that you have control, that you've made a decision to move to that tree and pick that apple, not that apple, not that tree. There's gathering, there's a decision, there's a focus, there's a level of control. You're being empowered to be more in control. And that's really important when it comes to mental health, when it comes to being overwhelmed, is that feeling of being in control. So the simple act of focusing in on these four is helping to help us zone in. Very, very helpful, calming down the neurochemistry, the neurophysiology. Okay, so there's the four warning signals. So let's talk about each in a little bit of detail, and then I'm going to kind of demonstrate and give you a little example. So first of all, these four warning signals that work together are messengers. They're not symptoms of a disease. They're not symptoms of a disorder. They're not symptoms of something that about you that's wrong. They are messengers telling you information about how you show up. They're telling you the tip of the iceberg. They're bringing your awareness to how you are showing up in a very broad sense, because they're four, and you'd use four, maybe a few words for each, but you need to then do more work and dive in deeper, but you've got to start somewhere. So gathering awareness of the four warning signals brings the thought into the conscious mind. Now, from what you learned last week, thoughts are made of memories, and they've got this tree-like structure and so on. Now, when a thought is in the non-conscious mind and you're not consciously aware of it, it's driving you. But when you gather awareness by focusing on the four signals, you pull the thought into the conscious mind. When it's in the conscious mind, it becomes weakened. Okay, so I'm going to kind of shake this to give that kind of impression. So when it's a toxic thought, it's just these are loosening up. When they loosen up, what that means neuroscientifically is that the proteins and the chemicals and the bonding, the connections inside of here are loosening up, which means that you're going to have a lot of what we call gamma activity. So the energy moving through this would be increased gamma. And that means neuroplasticity is going to be happening, and it's waiting to happen. Change is happening. This is kind of getting unlocked and ready for change. So these branches are starting to pull apart. And so the four signals, when you gather awareness of the four signals, you are pulling this into the conscious mind. Let me say that again. When you do your gather awareness of the four signals, you are pulling whatever is in the non-conscious through the subconscious and into the conscious mind. Okay? Next week, we're going to talk more about the non-conscious and the conscious mind and the reflex step. So that's we're going to focus on it, one or both. We'll just see how the time goes. But for now, I want you to look at this image again. As you focus on the emotional warning, on the four warning signals, they are pulling this thought into the conscious mind. When you're conscious of the thought, you don't see all the detail yet, but immediately its structure changes inside of your brain, mind, and body. And therefore, when it changes, it becomes open to change. It becomes weakened. It becomes unlocked. That's a good way of explaining it. So now you can fix this, because remember, you can't change what's happened, but you can change what it looks like, but you can't change it if it's locked. So the four warning signals help to bring this into the conscious mind so it can become unlocked. And when it's unlocked, that's when you start seeing the details behind the four signals. And that's where the reflex step comes in, where you start to see the details of these branches. And as I said, we're going to dive into those, into each of these steps in detail. So let's stick with the four warning signals this week. Okay, so it happens with a healthy tree too. When you focus in on, let's say someone gives you a compliment, and you actually receive that compliment, because maybe you battled to receive the compliment, and as they give you the compliment, you actually, you know, you focus on that, makes you, you know, you feel this, you feel good about yourself. So you feel excited, happy, good about yourself, which good about yourself would be perspective. Happy, excited would be emotions. Your behavior might be a smile on your face, and your bodily sensation may be like just a little jump in your step, just a little bit of, one child said to me the one time, and I love this way of explaining it, that when he feels happy, he gets this jiggly feeling in his body. So you might get a jiggly feeling in your body. And as you acknowledge those four warning signals, so as you experience them and you actually notice them, as you gather awareness, you're noticing them. You don't just let them pass by. You notice them. You then pull this into the conscious mind. Now, what is this? It could be a toxic thought. It could be that compliment activates a healthy thought, and that healthy thought could be a bunch of other compliments that you've received over the years, but you'd forgotten about those. And because you've been feeling so bad about yourself that this was kind of shoved down in the dark somewhere. So by receiving that compliment, you pulled this back up into your conscious mind. And it might be tiny and might need a little bit of work over the next 63 days to make it strong again so that it actually helps you, because being able to receive a compliment shows that you have self-esteem and that you have self-value. It's not pride. It's actually the ability to understand your uniqueness. And the more that you appreciate your uniqueness, the more you can reach out to others. So the four signals can help you make you aware of something that maybe you've, you know, forgotten about, and you need to revive inside of your life, because your self-esteem's maybe done a little bit of a dive. And your non-conscious mind knows that you need that prompting. So someone gave you a compliment and you actually, instead of just glossing over, you spend a little bit of time on it. If you just glossed over it and didn't really take time, you wouldn't have brought this up into the conscious mind. So if you can imagine that as the person gave you the compliment, that's the incoming information, you're processing that into your mind. It's becoming a little network. And as soon as it's processed into your mind, remember, it goes into the roots first. Then your mind searches and finds this little tree, pops it up, and you actually add the compliment. You grow it onto this tree. So there's the root part and there's the interpretation. They said you did really well in that presentation. And that's the root. And then your interpretation is, oh, wow, I actually did. It was good. I can receive that. It was actually, I really enjoyed it. And so you, in that discussion with yourself, is growing extra little branches, how you interpreted that compliment. You've made this a little bit stronger. Now I can go back into the non-conscious mind stronger than before. And it's a brain building activity that acts like an insurance policy to help you to improve resilience. So when you maybe have another bad day, this is there. It's in the background. It's been activated. It can help you when you feel really bad about yourself to remind yourself that, yeah, I had bad days, but you know what? And this is one of the questions people ask. If you're having a really bad day, it's you want to put on these trees as well. So the warning signals are not just about toxic stuff. They're also about the good stuff. One of my New Year's resolutions is to relax more. And I'm so happy that I found Apollo, a wearable that transforms how you feel through your sense of touch to give you more energy, a brighter mood, deeper relaxation, and better flow. Apollo wearable was developed by neuroscientists and physicians to bring balance to your nervous system for less stress, better sleep, more energy, relaxation, and focus. It sends silent, soothing vibrations called Apollo Vibes that are like music you can feel. Just like music, higher vibrations help to improve your energy and focus, while lower vibrations reduce stress and help you relax. You can wear your Apollo on your ankle, like me, wrist, or attached to your clothing, and use the Apollo Neuro app on your phone, Apple Watch, or iPad to select or schedule vibes when and where you need more relaxation, energy, focus, or more. Apollo is different from other fitness and health wearables. It doesn't track your health biometrics. It actively improves your health by strengthening your nervous system. It has been tested by thousands in clinical and real-world trials, and across our research, Apollo wearable users experience up to 40% less stress and feelings of anxiety, on average up to 19% more time in deep sleep, 11% increase in heart rate variability on average, and up to 25% more focus and concentration. If you want to say goodbye to stress in the new year, check out Apollo. To get $50 off your device, just go to apolloneuro.com/Dr. Leaf. That's apolloneuro.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. But now let's say that you've got a situation, something happens, and that something happens triggers a existing past memory that you've possibly worked on quite a lot, but maybe there's an area that still isn't worked on. So it's going to pull that up. And instead of just glossing over it, you don't want to do that. It's going to go, because it's malleable and changeable. If you gloss over it, it's going to go back worse than before, stronger than before. If I just gloss over, and if I take the compliment and I gloss over it and I don't spend the time on it, it will go back, but it will go back stronger than before, but without the new information sufficiently added. So it could be a different kind of strength. So you want to, by deliberately and intentionally focusing on those warning signals and taking the time to look at what is my conscious mind Now focus on what is the non-conscious sent through the subconscious into my conscious mind. What is it telling me? By doing that, you make this stronger. So you make it even stronger. It can have even more impact in your life. So you're taking advantage of a great situation and making it more beneficial to you by doing some work on it. So the warning signals are warning you, not necessarily of just bad stuff, warning you that this is information to pay attention. Do you want to grow this because it's great? Do you want to, or it's teaching you something, you're learning from it. It's a skill you need. It's a lesson to learn for another time. You're going to be, you know, it's not a failure. It's something that didn't work. And that would be a positive thing. Or is it something that's toxic that still isn't quite processed, that it's still something that's not quite worked through and it potentially needs more work? And that these warning signals are telling you that. So the warning signals, if you imagine the four warning signals being like, you know, those balloons when people have a birthday and whatever occasion, baby's being born, whatever, you get the strings that they're full with hydrogen gas and then they've got the string attached to them and they can float all over the place. This, imagine that those four warning signals are those balloons with strings, but they are attached. What are they attached to? They're attached to the thought. So as you acknowledge each one, as you gather awareness by saying the little sentence, I feel, I am saying and doing, or whatever it is, my perspective is, I feel this in my body. As you do that, you are pulling this up into the conscious mind and preparing your neuroplasticity to take place and driving in the direction you want. As I said, if you ignore it, you've created a vulnerability here for change, but you didn't change. So then it goes back to what it was before, but because it came back up and it didn't get fixed, it goes back negatively and in a negative sense, stronger than before, which is not great. So you don't want that to happen. Okay. So let's say that's on the negative side, the four warning signals trigger you. And so that if you don't pay attention to those warning signals, this is still going to be a problem and potentially an increasing problem that could then influence the situation that's related to, whether it's something that's happened with someone that's been a long ongoing thing and it's in its stage of healing, but there's still certain things that will trigger. And depending on your reaction, you actually can see how what isn't processed, what you thought maybe was pretty much processed. The emotional warning signals are giving you information, messengers that, hey, this is not quite fully processed. And if you don't fully process this, this is not good for your mind-brain-body connection. It's not good for your mental health or your physical health. It's not good for that relationship. It's not going to help anything. So you need to do some work on it. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guest. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.